Hi, this is Larry Lieberman for Channel 9. I'm here at Nokia World 2011 at the hackathon. We've had literally dozens of developers here for over 36 hours working on applications of all different types. It's absolutely amazing to me the quality of the applications we're seeing with only 36 hours compared to other events we've done elsewhere. The quality of the work that we're seeing is absolutely amazing, and I think that this is a testament to people being excited about the new phones that Nokia just announced this week here, the Lumia 710 and the 800. We think they're some of the nicest phones we've seen, and we hope that you will too. So with all these super high quality applications, the question is, you know, how do we pick a winner? And I think a lot of times it comes down to the types of applications people are building and the way that they use the different unique qualities of Windows Phone, like live tiles and push notifications. So each group has been presenting their app or game to the judges over here. One at a time, they each get about a 20-minute period of time to go through and walk through the different parts of their application and show why they should be winning the prize. So we're just about wrapping up the competition. Judging is just about over. They're tallying up the scores. Let's find out who's going to win.
And the winner is VCR.
Phew, this has been an exhausting ride, the hackathon, 40 hours hacking, and I've had the fortune, been fortunate enough to sleep for 2 hours, unlike my fellow teammates here, who have been up all night, and they have a little bit bearded overnight or something, I don't know. I'm Peter, I'm the CEO, and I've also been the graphical designer in this project, we've been doing this really tight together, I think you should share a little bit about the experience, since this is our first Windows Phone project, and we can compare that to the all other projects that we've done before. So, Henrik.
Yeah, hi, I'm Henrik Pearson, and I'm the lead developer of Visorg. Basically, we've been doing enterprise apps in the past, so we decided for the hackathon to go wild and do a game. So how do we differentiate? We can't do anything complex since we don't have any resources to build on. So we have to come up with something unique. And so we thought of Duel. Basically, what the app is a turn-based multiplayer Duel game. So like a Pictionary-like experience that you share with three or more friends. You can be as many as you want to play. And since it's turn-based, you can do it whenever you want, sitting on the bus, on the train, and you don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah, hello. I'm Lucas Gustafsson, and developer at Visorg. I've been with you on this journey to develop through the night, and this morning we were not very confident that we will get a really great app, but as the hours went by, it just gets better and better, and when we start to play it, felt like this is really, really fun. So the last hour we have had a really great time just playing around with it.
This is the gameplay. It's all about dueling. So what it is the doodle game, so to speak. You're presented with a word, and with you draw, and all other opponents guess which word it is. And you do that using the touch-based canvas, so to speak. So, Henrik, why don't you show?
Sure. So this is our turn to guess. So someone has drawn a doodle for us, and it's getting ready to be playing back here for us. So you see a timer in the top left, and here the drawing, the doodle gets drawn real time. So we should guess here what it is. You know?
Yeah, I know what it is. So you guess what it is. Like, for instance, the pen.
Pen? Yeah. And then you see the guess button is disabled for 10 seconds, so you can't just spam with guesses. You have to wait a while. And while you're doing that, someone else could be guessing the right thing if you guess the wrong thing. So it's all based on timing and knowing when it's the right time to guess. When you have to be sure.
And here we're not to blame anything else but the network, so but that's it. So, well, we're very excited about this, and thank you.
That's all from the hackathon at Nokia World 2011. I'm Larry Lieberman for Channel 9.